This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Over the course of time, I've been lucky enough to strike up a relationship here and there that turns into more than something professional. And joining us now is one of my friends. In addition to being a font of information, as he is, but he also, well, he encourages me to try to find a better brand of cologne. And he just had his hair cut, which is something I don't have to be concerned with ever again. So joining us now from Sentinel Concepts is the Yeti, Steve Fisher. Good evening, sir.
How are you, Bill?
I'm good to go, although I'm envious of the haircut. I used to love getting my hair cut.
You know, it's one of the small pleasures in life.
Yes. Well, I mean, in the military, I grew an affinity for a high and tight, then it just became high, and then it was just gone. So anyway, I invited Steve on the show tonight because I want to ask him a variety of questions, because I got a variety of things going on with me right now, and I'm trying to, shall we say, perfect my skill set as I go along. I'm going to be taking a class with you in October, I think, in Dorchester, so that will address one thing, but it's going to be a RDS sight class, RDS pistol class. For people that are aging, is it better for them to concentrate on point shooting, or should they look into the red dot?
Interesting question. So that's going to be really dependent on the eyeballs and the glasses and several factors. But what I would say is this, I never accept unsighted fire, period. And nor should anybody else. I would say it is worth the investment, especially with today's prices and availability of guns and gun mechanics that are able to chop them for red dots,
right,
to invest in a red dot.
You started shooting with the red dot when, what, there was like two people that did it, that cut a gun?
I started in 1999.
How many people knew how to cut a red dot? Or did they just mount them on top of the slide with some screws?
They were just mounted into the dovetail on the slide. I started with a Smith & Wesson 5906 with a Tasco Optima 2000.
How big was that?
believe it or not, it's about the same size as the current optics are today.
Okay.
Based loosely off like the old Dr. Optics / J-Points.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your position would be that point shooting without having a clear sight picture is probably not as good as the optic would be.
I would say that there is a place in time where most people would not understand what they're actually seeing when they say they're point shooting or threat focus or index shooting. There's often, for some of those people, a flash of the sight picture, a very quick, you know, index of it, and then it's a firing solution, but it's not always sustainable. Given the size of targetry, its movement, the way we move, and or how the, you know, within said that movement, how things change shape. Obviously, paper isn't three-dimensional, and human beings are.
Right.
You know, we can go from 14 inches across between the nipples to 5 inches wide on a parallel shot, you know, on a side peripheral shot. So things change. They really do. And if you get caught up in being the lowest common denominator and thinking that that's going to sustain you, you're wrong.
Now, today, like, it used to be that an optic, a pistol optic, was very expensive. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
And now there is a whole plethora of them available on the market. Should people be concerned if they're looking at an optic, if they can't drive a nail into the wood with the optic mounted on the gun?
No,
using it as a hammer?
Yeah, you know, the problem becomes, again, some people trying to buy hardware to fix their other issues that they just can't seem to believe or understand. But red dots, the amount of them that are out there, the ones that are available today, are going to serve most everybody pretty well for what they're doing with that gun. There's only three right now that I even remotely, well, four now that I truly recommend after years and years of putting a ton of rounds on them and durability. And there's only a couple of them, and they meet a selection of price points that everybody can afford.
In addition to that, the way they're mounted, I mean, there's a lot of guns coming now ready to be mounted.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which of those of the guns that have the insert already cut into it, is there one that you like better than all the rest of them? Are there any out there that really catch your eye?
I think the best mounting system currently available on the factory guns is the FN-509 tactical system.
Okay.
The optics mounting system on the 509 is amazingly well thought out coming from the factory. I think it's probably the best one there is. After that, I am a big fan of the work that Agency does. Obviously, you know, I work with Agency Arms. Their AOS system is amazing. If you're buying a new gun from them or getting yours retrofitted, Doug at ATEI has set the standard for a lot of years with his mounting, the way he does it, and now everybody is kind of out there doing it. Glock MOS is still a fence sitter for me. I've seen good and bad. While most people have pretty decent results with it, I've seen some of their early models that were problematic.
Right.
I've had a few of the current gen ones that I have seen in courses have a few little things, but that's mainly end user error, as far as not loctiting the actual base down to the gun and then attaching it. So you start stacking tolerances. In the 1911 world, I think the two best mounting systems available for those is the Chambers Customs has a great mounting system, and as well as Nighthawk.
Yeah.
I think right now those two have the best mounting systems available for 1911s. You obviously have STI with their factory setup. I haven't played enough of one personally. I know you have. And I've heard good things about it. I just don't have the time or the experience to speak on it as well as I do the other models. But I understand, you know, from some of the people that are there and dudes that I know and trust in the industry that have used them, they say it's good to go. So I'll take their words for it.
The Nighthawk one is the only convertible system I know about. The Nighthawk system that Steve's talking about, you can either pop it off and just have the regular gun in its regular configuration, or pop that little insert off and pop one on that has your optic already built into it. And I can't remember what they call that system. What do they call that?
That is the iOS.
iOS, that's right. I got it confused because every time I'm thinking iOS, I'm like, why is my phone updating one more time?
Exactly.
Yep. That was very confusing, Mark Stone. You should not have done that to us. We're just simple people here. Steve is on the road right now. You going to Mean Jeans?
I'm sitting in my living room right now. I'm going to do my final chores, get the trash out, get the fridge empty, you know, the usual stuff, get my truck packed, and then get on the road for North Carolina. I'm going to go down and see Mean Gene over at Mean Gene Leather, get some belts recut and redone and a couple new ones, and then hang out with him and his lovely wife. And then I've got some meetings and consulting to do the rest of the time that I'm there.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. I'm talking with Steve Fisher, the head instructor of Sentinel Concepts, the Yeti. And he's heading to hang out with Mean Gene Higdon and get some leather stuff done. But that's not important right now. We're talking about some other stuff right now. That's just fun. I'll have some fun one day like that. But anyways, that's beside the point. So when you're carrying a gun, do you carry inside the waistband or outside the waistband?
It's going to vary on my dress and what the needs are. So for me, I would generally like it inside the waistband, either appendix and or to the strong side, you know, traditional 430-ish inside the waistband.
Now, would you agree that – now, see, the reason I ask this is because of this. I'm working out right now. I'm trying to get slimmer. And one of the reasons I want to get slimmer is because I believe the fastest draw out there is the appendix draw.
Mm-hmm.
And I think every little thing that you can do to give yourself an added percent or added second and something like that is going to count. So I'm working on that. But at the same time, most of the time it's strong side where I'm carrying inside the waistband. So is it your contention then that there's no one way to carry guns that's going to work in every situation you're going to find yourself in?
100%.
You know,
it's important based on the dress and the job. If I'm in a suit and, you know, dress shirt tucked in, all done up, appendix is not the answer.
Right.
You know, strong side inside the waistband, you know, would definitely be the answer for me. Or an ankle gun at that point. You know, I go to a smaller gun as my primary in that particular case in time. Other environments, other places I've worked and things that I've done with it, it all requires something different.
What is your, if you could carry it all the time, what type of a gun would be the gun that you carried all the time? Do you prefer a smaller one or do you prefer a full-size one?
Yeah. Ooh, trick question. Definitely a fuller size gun. The speed at which you can get the gun in your hand, control the gun, better grip on the gun, especially with my size hands.
Right.
Overall, for myself, I'm either a, you know, Glock 17 guy / 509 / CZ / 1911. And those right there for me, all within that 17 frame size, is kind of my go-to choice.
So is the 1911, is that a commander size?
It will vary between a government and a commander. It will vary between the two quite a bit because basically the commander size, you know, that are currently out there are basically a government size grip. So I will roll with either one of those. But generally I'm a government size gun guy. I like the 5-inch guns.
The reason I like a full size gun is just because I believe capacity is king. When you're out in a self defense situation, if you don't know what it's going to be or how it's going to work out, and I prefer to carry as much as I can on me.
Mm.
So that's nice. So when you're carrying that way, is that also inside waistband appendix carry?
Yeah, a lot of times it is. Shirts, t-shirt weather, yeah, absolutely. Unbuttoned, button-up shirt that's untucked or a polo shirt of some sort. For most of the time, it is appendix.
For those that have never been next to Mr. Fisher, he is deceptively thin. You're tall and you're big, but I mean, you're not fat. You look a little bit like a former linebacker to me who stayed in good shape. I like the look on you. I like the look on you. Steve can carry a variety of different ways. He wears the shirt hangs on you just perfectly. You could probably hide a sawed-off shotgun in the appendix if you wanted to, just because of the way your shirt hangs off. Big shoulders. He's the stereotypical, prototypical concealed carrier. What about these smaller guns? Because I see a lot of people now are beginning to default to the single stack, which I've got a couple of single stacks that I carry. I've got a couple that I like. But if I can, I prefer to carry a double stack.
Hmm. Interesting.
Which single stacks are yours?
You know, here's the deal. I've never really seen a citizen shooting require a reload, be it 15 rounds or 10 rounds. Not saying they're not out there. Not saying they're not out there.
Right.
I would rather take a gun that conceals easier, is a bit more comfortable to carry, has a capacity of around 10 rounds. And, you know, up is always better. Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, for a lot of people, it's true. I'm a gambler. I'll take my odds with the 10 rounds in my gun, because then I get the guys that are always like, oh, your gun only holds 10 bullets. And then I watch them put like a Glock 48 on or a 43 or something, and then I just laugh at them when they've got their, you know, 7, 8, 9 shot, you know, pistol. And I'm like, wow, bro, that's a cool story. It's just smaller.
I've taken a Glock 43, and I got some accessories, including some extended magazine. Extended. So now the Glock 43 is a 9-rounder, which I think sort of defeats the whole purpose of it being a Glock 43.
Yeah, I would say so. I've been on the Glock 48 bandwagon for quite a while, since that came out, and I like the 48. It's a slim gun. It carries well in shorts, T-shirt, you know, variety of ways. And I like the pistol. I like it a lot.
Good shooter.
Yeah, it absolutely is. For me, one of the things with the smaller pistols is I go for bigger sights on smaller guns.
Right.
So like my 42s, 43s, SIG 365, things like that, I will go to a larger set of almost like, you know, Ameriglo, Dave Spaulding cap sights or the Night Vision night sights. I like their sights. They're big, they're bold, they're bright on the little guns. They pick up well. And for those times that I'm just shooting off the front sight post in close proximity, I think they work extremely well for what I need them to do.
There you go. Coming up on the next break, Steve, his website is sentinelconcepts.com. He has a schedule up. I presume you still got classes going on through the rest of the year. If you're, you can check his schedule to see what he's got going on for the rest of the year. If he's coming to your location, he's coming anywhere near you. That's what I did. And that's why I'm going to Dorchester, South Carolina in October, because he's coming to Dorchester, South Carolina in October. And I'll be getting some of that Sentinel Concept goodness. So check that out, sentinelconcepts.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says gun deaths in the United States are a public health issue. Speaking at the White House before heading off to Kentucky, the president says he does not want guns to end up in the hands of the insane and mentally ill.
We're working on background checks. There are things we can do, but we already have very serious background checks. We have strong background checks.
The president is in Kentucky meeting with veterans. The Department of Homeland Security is announcing some sweeping changes to U.S. immigration policy. They want to end the longstanding federal court agreement that limits how long the government can hold immigrant children in custody, which could lead families to be detained for months or even years. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says it's a step toward addressing the border situation.
What this will do is substantially increase our ability to end the catch-and-release challenges that have fueled this crisis for families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to Steve Fisher prior to his heading south here. You know, I did a video the other day where I was, and you watched it, where I've developed some bad habits. How do you not develop, because you carry a variety of different kinds of guns, and a lot of these striker fired guns have all manner of triggers. Nobody has the same trigger on a striker fired gun. How do you not develop bad habits?
It's simply a lever. You just press it. It doesn't matter. It's just a lever. You just press it. It's the biggest misconception, myth, BS in the industry. While we understand that, hey, let's face facts, the 1911 with its slide trigger is by far the best trigger system out there. It absolutely is. There's no denying it outside of a good, you know, wheel gun, and an older wheel gun at that. But it's just a lever. You press it straight back to the rear. Don't move the gun. That easy.
Yes, but there's got to be more to it than that. So with me though, and part of my slapping the trigger has nothing to do with my arthritic hands. I know that, and I'm not going to get out there and try to pretend that's the case. Me slapping the trigger, I like to shoot fast. Mm-hmm. Now, when I'm shooting steel, I hit the steel. And my first question begins to be sometimes when I'm looking at it, well, I'm shooting at something and I'm standing at about 10 yards and I'm hitting something about the size of a pie plate 21 times in rapid succession. Do I actually have a problem?
Yes.
Okay. Explain that.
I think if you did that in a rapid succession, kind of 6-inch plate, it'd be better.
Okay.
Just simple. If you're doing really good and really consistent at one, it's time to change and get better at the next one. Don't accept mediocrity. Be better.
Okay. So should I, I'm going to try to have this solved before October. Since I've had the heart attack, I've had a whole host of problems pop up that I couldn't explain to you to this day. I mean, what I was aiming at was definitely not what I was hitting. And I mean, the difference between what I was hitting versus the aim was crazy. It was crazy. But I have tamed that part of it. And I mean, when we were shooting in the desert back in 20, when the Agent 2 came out. Now that particular, the thing about that though, with that gun, when I picked up that gun, I had never held that gun before.
Mm-hmm.
So I held myself back and I made myself concentrate on all of the fundamentals. And so when I ran that string of shots, I was very, very engaged with that whole process. Is that my problem? I get too familiar with them.
You overthink the action. I think a lot of it too, for a lot of people, not just yourself, but others, is they overthink the process. And when it's as simple as it doesn't matter, it's a gun, grip it. Grab the gun where it needs to be gripped in the palm.
Right.
Shoot. Put your finger on the little lever thing and press it to the rear. It's that easy. Everybody overthinks the mechanics of this. And there is a time and place to be very methodical and very mechanical about the actions, especially when it comes to precision or being precise with the gun. Headshots at 25 yards, 50-yard chest boxes. There is a certain degree of my interaction with the trigger changes based on the value of the target and the distance to the target. That's normal. That's very normal. But inside 25 yards, nothing changes for me, unless I'm shooting a very strict scored metric or standard. It may change slightly. My cadence, my rate of fire will change ever so slightly. But for the most part, if it's inside 25 yards, I'm just touching the gun. I touch the trigger, and I touch, press, roll. And I touch the trigger, I press the trigger, and I roll straight through the trigger press in one motion.
I have noticed that when you are shooting that you vary your cadences and you seem to always be in a very settled, it's almost like it's a part of you like breathing when you start to settle into these cadences. Is that just time that you practice? You said to yourself, okay, this is part of it, then I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do this, and that's just part of your whole training process?
It is. For me, my cadences will change based on the distance. So I may shoot a cadence that's just, say, one round a second, then one round a half a second, and a round that's a quarter of a second per shot. My fastest split times up close, what I consider close, like 7 to 10 yard round,
right,
about 0.15, 0.17 consistently. Kita, who's up weaponized women with you, she was in the course with me and she watched me shoot a string of fire at 25 yards on a 5x7 chest box, where I was shooting a 0.16 as my splits on the target for 10 rounds with everything in.
Right.
You know, and she's like, that's really good, dude. Like, you don't understand. Like, oh, I don't shoot competitions anymore, so I don't really know Kita because there's no money in it.
Yeah.
I'm not that level of a shooter to be in that category of the guys that get paid. But I also understand it that I shoot at the cadence that the gun tells me to shoot at based on the distance of the target.
Now, what everybody's listening doesn't understand, like, I've seen, like, The most instructive video I've ever seen of you about cadence was when you had your little Glock 19 that Doug had cut the from ATEI. He cut in your RMR for you. You were switching back and forth between left and right hand. And I'm almost certain that whatever the cadence was, it was the same on a stopwatch the whole time through that string. From left to right, I'm almost certain it was the same. And that kind of measured practice, I see the value of it, but I mean, I really enjoy shooting. I guess I need to just settle down a little bit and just not think so much about how much fun I'm going to have and just get out there and just put hand on gun, grip gun, stick finger on trigger, press the lever thing.
Don't move the gun. That easy. Grip the gun, don't move the gun, shoot the gun. It's about that easy. Now, there's a few little tweaks to that. I know to make it sound easy, but it is easy. There is a few tweaks to it, and there are things that you will understand by taking a course with a good instructor that can break those things down.
Well,
there's components of the grip. There's components of the trigger press. There's all these little measures that need to be explored, but you often don't get to explore it because you don't understand it. You haven't been explained it, and you haven't been asked to do it.
Right. Well, I do know that it got told to me by Joe Chambers. I was told that you will not ask somebody to step in and adjust. They have to ask you to step for you to step in and adjust. So when you see me in October, just presume that if you see a need to step in and adjust, you got permission to do that. coming up on the next break, I'm talking to Steve Fisher. He's in the middle of getting ready to get on the road, and we'll be right back with him in just a second. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Steve Fisher. I'm going to be taking one of his classes in October. We've been talking about a variety of things. Among the trends that you see out there for people that come train with you, now, do you get people that have never trained before coming to your classes?
Yeah, I do.
What do you, I mean, what is the, which is the bigger proportion, though? The people that have a little bit of seasoning under them or just flat out new people?
More some with a little bit of seasoning.
With these people that have that, you know, they've been around the block once or twice, how apparent is it to you? I mean, you probably know some of them. You probably know them by name. I mean, you probably know them. But, I mean, how easy is it to tell the difference? I mean, I sort of have an idea of how easy it would be to tell the difference. But when you have somebody that's brand spanking new, are you able to pick them out of the crowd?
Yeah, real fast. Very fast.
Do you spend a lot of your time over there with them when they're on the firing line until they finally get the hang of it?
You know, I spend enough time with them. But I'm not going to hold up the rest of the class for them.
Right.
If that makes sense.
It does make sense. But among the trends that you see out there right now is... Like, there was a time when nobody considered a hammer-fired gun. Everybody was striker-fired. Everybody believed you should be able to take a gun and bury it in the mud and pull it out of the mud and not even hose it off, and it should fire without a single hitch, and only striker-fired guns could do that because hammer-fired guns just suck. And now is that starting to come back around where, you know, when I was in the military, I was all over the place in some of the worst environments you could imagine, especially in cold. And my weapon never got muddy, not one time. And it wasn't because I didn't have a, I didn't fall all over the place, because I was one of the clumsiest kids known. So I was all over the place. I spread all over the place. Louisiana, Kentucky, Europe. I just, parts of me are in the dirt.
You know, based on the laws of averages, I see more striker-fired guns with problems in classes.
Striker-fired guns with problems.
Yeah, just because of the sheer amount of them, I should say, or malfunctions. Usually a lot of it is based on ammo or dudes that have tinkered with their own homebrew gun kind of thing.
Right, okay.
A lot of it is ammo. Guys will cheap out on ammo. That being said, I have yet to see a quality, well-built 1911 with problems in classes.
Okay.
I'll say less problems. How's that?
Okay. That works. That does work. Well, I mean, you know, Steve introduced me to Joe Chambers, so I now have a whole different idea of what quality means in that sort of platform. So, and I can tell you, even the magazines that Joe uses have opened my eyes.
Yes.
The MBX magazine. So, I get that. But so most people don't come to you with bone stock guns. Does everybody out there think they have to do something to it?
No, I see a lot of bone stock pistols show up. I do see a lot of bone stock guns. Nothing wrong with that in the least bit either. Which I think is absolutely great. Absolutely great to see.
Well, I mean, like the CZ P10 series, right?
Yeah.
Now, that trigger on the P10F, the full-size gun, which P10F is sort of a, it looks sort of awkward because everything's stretched out on it, and it's a big gun. But that trigger is nearly as good as an Agency Arms trigger, in my opinion.
It is a good trigger out of the box. I am not going to lie.
And I can't really think of anything I want to do to the gun to modify it. Most of, yeah, with Glocks, you know, it's you got to change the sights just about because of plastic. The trigger is all spongy, and it doesn't have an undercut. I don't understand why a Glock doesn't, like, look at everything that somebody's modifying, but that's beside the point. With a Glock, I almost have to have somebody grind on it just to make it where I can shoot it for an afternoon. CZ comes that way. Comes that way out of the box, straight out of the box. I have no problem. There's nothing I want to do to a CZ P10.
You are about 100% correct on that gun. I like the gun enough that I picked it up and I shot it, and that's it.
Now, you've had some guns that go to, like, you've run the P07, P09 that you sent to the gray gun place?
No. So my P09s, I sent to Cajun Gunworks.
Cajun Gunworks. That's it. Yeah. Gray gun guy, I think, is more SIG. Now, what is it about Cajun Gunworks that you like?
Cajun is just, they do an amazing job with the CZ series of guns, all of them. Their overall attention to the gun, but the detail that goes in their trigger work, their components, the way they do, they took my P09 and just turned it into an absolute machine. I mean, you know, it was probably 6 pounds in selection mode, 12 pounds double, you know, now it's about 3 of 6. They cleaned it up. They just make the gun more shootable in the 09 series, in the 07 series. I've shot some guns that they worked over in like 75-ish series that have been really super nice too. And while my CZ collection is limited to like 07, 09s and a P10F, I would say Cajun Gunworks is the place to go for anything CZ related.
One gun that you talk about a lot that I've never tried that I think I'm going to have to go out there and try is one of these FN 509s.
Yeah.
What do you think of those?
The 509 Tactical Series, I think, is a great gun. It doesn't get as much play as it should. It's a highly accurate gun, very reliable gun. At the time they were coming out with their setup, I was working consulting at FN. So I was there when the plate system was being developed, when they were working with the 509 Tactical Series and the original 509s. I thought they were a great gun. I still shoot them. I love my 509s, and I think they're another viable option in the polymer structure fired world.
Except I don't see a lot of wide. That's one of the reasons I haven't ever tried them is it's sort of hard just to find them in a store around here where I live. I think there may be one or two that carries them, but like I don't know if FN is hard to deal with for dealers or what it is. I know SIG has the same sort of problem. They seem to have issues with some of the retailers. So that being said, but we got about a minute left. So before we go in this next minute, what should I be doing as I start to work on my slapping hands and my losing the grip and everything? What should I do? Just stop overthinking it and just grip pistol, press lever thingy, and make go bang.
Stop overthinking it. Change the arm position slightly. Bring the arms extended just a little bit to the rear more, so you give it a little bit more flex, and that will allow you to get more friction around the grip of the pistol where it belongs instead of on your fingertips. Overextension is a problem. You see a lot of people that will overextend the presentation of the pistol. They lock the elbows out, and they get more pressure on the fingertips instead of at the palms where it belongs. And that is a problem for a lot of shooters. It forces an inconsistent presentation and grip of the pistol.
I'm going to be shooting video of that, and I'll send it to you and let you tell me how that works. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to you soon.
Always, brother.
Yes, sir. Coming up next from Ammoland.com is Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.